Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says cabinet decision on one nation, one election will make Indian democracy more vibrant and participative. Over 61% polling recorded in first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. President Draupadi Murmu to attend Safai Mitra Sammelan in Ujjain today. Four-day mega event World Food India 2024 to begin today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. U.S. Federal Reserve cuts interest rates by 50 basis points in a first in over 4 years. At least 32 people killed and thousands injured in a series of explosions during past 2 days in Lebanon. And in cricket, first test of two-match series between India and Bangladesh to begin today in Chennai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the cabinet accepting the recommendations of the High-Level Committee on Simultaneous Elections is an important step towards making Indian democracy even more vibrant and participative. In a social media post, Mr. Modi complimented former President Ramnath Kovind for spearheading this effort and consulting a wide range of stakeholders. Earlier yesterday, Union Cabinet headed by the Prime Minister approved the proposal for One Nation, One Election as recommended by the panel headed by Mr. Kovind. After the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the high-level committee under the chairmanship of the former President held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. He said it will be implemented in two phases.
इसका इम्प्लीमेंटेशन दो फेजेस में होगा. फर्स्ट फेज में लोकसभा और असेंबलीज के इलेक्शंस को साइमल्टेनियस कराने का प्रयास होगा और उसके सेकंड फेज में जितने भी अर्बन लोकल बॉडीज हैं उन सब के लोकल बॉडी इलेक्शंस को विद इन 100 डेज ऑफ जनरल इलेक्शंस में करवाना, जिससे कि एक बार में सारे इलेक्शन का प्रोसेस कम्प्लीट हो और फिर 5 साल तक सबके सब देश के निर्माण में लगे.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah said India has taken a giant stride towards landmark electoral reforms with the Cabinet's decision approving One Nation, One Election. In a social media post, he said this reflects the Prime Minister's iron will to bolster our democracy through clean and financially efficient elections and accelerate economic growth through more productive allocation of resources. BJP President and Union Health Minister JP Nadda said the Cabinet's decision aims to streamline the electoral process and ensure better governance. He said the current system of holding elections at different times across states hampers development efforts and burdens the national treasury. Mr. Nadda said adopting One Nation, One Election will help lower election-related expenses and financial burden on the government. Jammu and Kashmir has recorded the highest voter turnout in last 35 years with over 61% polling in the first phase of assembly elections yesterday. Voting was peaceful across all 24 assembly constituencies spanning 7 districts of Pulwama, Shopian, Kulgam, Kishtwar, Anantnag, Ramban and Doda. The Election Commission noted that youth and women voters shined brightly at the polling stations, a testament to the deepening embrace of democracy in Jammu and Kashmir. It added that their enthusiasm to cast their votes is an emphatic response in favor of the ballot against boycotts and violence. Long queues of voters at the polling stations showcase to the world the deep trust and confidence of the people of J&K in the democratic exercise. Along with webcasting in all polling stations, 32 central observers kept a vigilant eye on the election process on the ground, ensuring no disruptions. Kashmiri migrant voters were also empowered to exercise their franchise through 24 special polling stations set up in Jammu, Udhampur and Delhi. Home voting facilities were introduced for the first time in assembly elections in J&K. J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has extended hearty congratulations to the voters for the record turnout in the first phase of assembly elections. In a social media post, he said, "The enthusiastic participation of voters is a testament to the strength of Indian democracy and people's faith in democratic values." Mr. Sinha said, the record polling in a peaceful, free and fair election shows the strength of the Indian democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address two election rallies in Jammu and Kashmir today. Mr. Modi's first rally will be in Srinagar this morning, while the second one will be held at Katra, the base camp of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, in the afternoon. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is arriving on a day's visit to Srinagar today. Upon reaching Srinagar, Mr. Modi is scheduled to address a big election rally at Sheri Kashmir Cricket Stadium in Swanwar to encourage the people, especially the youth of the Union Territory, to exercise their right to franchise in the remaining two phases of J&K Assembly elections, scheduled to be held on 25th of September and on 1st of October. Meanwhile, the area around the venue has been put under a multi-layer security blanket to ensure smooth visit of Prime Minister Modi. This is Sunil Cole for Akashwani News from Srinagar.
Union Minister for Home and Cooperation Amit Shah will address a national conference in New Delhi today on initiatives taken within 100 days by the Cooperation Ministry under Modi 3.0 government. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, in the first 100 days of Modi 3.0, many steps have been taken for the cooperative sector, which will help the cooperative system of the country to move forward with new speed and strength. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. President Draupadi Murmu will reach Ujjain today on the second day of her Madhya Pradesh visit. Our correspondent reports that the president will attend the Safai Mitra Sammelan in Ujjain and interact with the Safai Mitras.
President Draupadi Murmu will virtually attend the Bhumi Pujan program of Ujjain Indore 6-lane road project today as the chief guest. The president will distribute certificates to the Swachhata Mitras. After visiting the Sri Mahakaleswar temple, President Murmu will do Shramdan in the temple premises under the Swachhata Hi Seva Pakhwada. The president will also visit Sri Mahakal Lok and interact with the craftsmen working in this premises. In the last leg of her MP visit, the president will also attend the convocation ceremony of Devi Ahilya Vishwavidyalaya Indore. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
President Murmu will reach Ranchi on a two-day visit to Jharkhand this evening. The president will address the centenary celebration of ICAR, National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, at Namkum in Ranchi tomorrow. Jharkhand Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar, Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will also attend the celebrations. A four-day-long mega-event, World Food India 2024, will begin today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. It will see a participation from over 90 countries, 26 Indian states and union territories, and 18 central ministries and allied government bodies. The event promises to be a major convergence of innovation, technology, and sustainability in the food processing sector. Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi, Minister for Food Processing Industries Chirag Paswan, and Minister of State for Food Processing Industries Ravneet Singh Bittu will attend the inaugural ceremony. More from our correspondent.
In this year's World Food India, Japan is the partner country and Vietnam and Iran are the focus countries. On the first day today, a high-level CEO roundtable will be held, which will be co-chaired by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan. The event will host over 40 knowledge sessions, including thematic discussions, state and country-specific conferences, industry-led panel discussions with over 100 chief experience officers of the global agri-food companies will also be held at the mega event. The reverse buyer-seller meet, organized by APEDA, MPEDA and commodity boards, will see a robust presence of over 1,000 buyers. The second edition of the Global Food Regulators Summit, hosted by FSSAI, is being held in conjunction with World Food India. To broaden the appeal of the mega event, the organizers have launched the Swad Sutra, a culinary contest showcasing regional dishes from across India. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In some international news, the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, has cut interest rates for the first time in over 4 years. It has reduced the key lending rate by 0.5 percentage points to a range of 4.75 to 5%. The U.S. Federal Reserve announced its sixth policy decision for 2024 last night after a two-day Federal Open Market Committee meeting. Federal Chair Jerome Powell stated that this significant move was necessary as inflation eases and concerns about the job market grow.
Our economy is strong overall and has made significant progress toward our goals over the past 2 years. The labor market has cooled from its formerly overheated state. Inflation has eased substantially from a peak of 7% to an estimated 2.2% as of August. We're committed to maintaining our economy's strength by supporting maximum employment and returning inflation to our 2% goal.
The rate cut is expected to provide relief to U.S. borrowers who have faced the highest interest rates in more than two decades. In Lebanon, at least 32 people have been killed and thousands injured in a series of explosions during the past 2 days. The blasts involved communication devices, some of which are used by militant group Hezbollah. According to the country's health ministry, the death toll in yesterday's walkie-talkie explosions in Lebanon has risen to at least 20, with more than 450 injured. Earlier on Tuesday, pager blasts killed at least 12 people and wounded about 3,000 others. The latest explosions occurred near a large crowd gathered for the funerals of victims from the earlier blasts. The first round of explosions began in Beirut and several other areas at approximately 3:45 p.m. local time on Tuesday, followed by another wave around 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Canada has announced a further reduction of international students to manage the volume of temporary resident arrivals. Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada said in 2025, new international student study permits will be reduced by 10% from the 2024 target of 4.85 lakhs. It said the number of study permits issued in 2026 will remain the same as in 2025. This announcement followed a previous measure back in January, when the federal government said it will approve about 3.6 lakh undergraduate study permits in 2024, a 35% reduction from the nearly 5.6 lakh issued in 2023. On to sports. The first test of the two-match series between India and Bangladesh will begin today at M. H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. This will be the first test series that India will play after Gautam Gambhir took over as the India coach. Bangladesh enter the series with high confidence after a historic 2-0 clean sweep of Pakistan on its home soil, its first ever against the rival. On the other hand, India's last test assignment was a convincing 4-1 series win over England at home earlier this year. In China Open 2024 badminton tournament, India's Malvika Bansal stunned world number 7 and Paris Olympics bronze medalist Gregoria Mariska Tunjung in the women's singles opening round in Changchou yesterday. Malvika defeated the Indonesian shuttler by 26-24, 21-19. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Anuja. Acceptance of COVID panel's recommendations by the cabinet gets top mention in all the dailies today. One nation, one election set in motion will be in two phases, writes the Indian Express. A top headline in the Tribune reads, 60% voters show up in peaceful phase 1 J&K poll to make their voices heard. India serves notice to Pakistan on review of Indus Treaty, notes the Asian Age. To tap the tourist potential of tribal areas, the Union Cabinet has approved a package providing 5 lakh rupees each to transform tribal houses into homestays, writes the Hindu. Economic Advisory Council report on relative economic performance of states reflects Vastu, reads a headline in the Pioneer, mentioning the ancient Indian tradition that south and west corners flourish more. And finally, cattle on UP roads to be fitted with reflectors to avoid late-night collisions with motor vehicles, cites Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says cabinet decision on one nation, one election will make Indian democracy more vibrant and participative. Over 61% polling recorded in first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. President Draupadi Murmu to attend Safai Mitra Sammelan in Ujjain today. Four-day mega event World Food India 2024 to begin today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. U.S. Federal Reserve cuts interest rates by 50 basis points in a first in over 4 years. At least 32 people killed and thousands injured in a series of explosions in Lebanon. And in cricket, first test of two-match series between India and Bangladesh to begin today in Chennai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.